There is no time left for advancing all manner of new conditions that will delay the negotiating process. The steps that have been decided are the following. The prohibition of the African National Congress, the Pan-Africanist Congress, the South African Communist Party, and a number of subsidiary organizations is being rescinded.
Hierdie is nie die parade nie, hierdie is die parlement. Die staatsdienst is nie bezig om een debat deel te nemen, is bezig om die parlement amper te open. En af te aanleer met de gedachte. Ach, wat de staatsdienst nog open.
I repeat, the steps that have been decided are the following. The prohibition of the African National Congress, the Pan-Africanist Congress, the South African Communist Party and a number of subsidiary organizations is being rescinded. People serving prison sentences merely because they were members of one of these organizations, or because they committed another offense which was merely an offense because a prohibition of one of the organizations was in force, will be identified and released. Prisoners who have been sentenced for other offenses such as murder, terrorism and arson are not affected by this. The media emergency regulations as well as the education emergency regulations are being abolished in their entirety. The security emergency regulations will be amended to still make provision for effective control over visual material pertaining to scenes of unrest. The restrictions in terms of the emergency regulations on 33 organizations are being rescinded. The organizations include the following: the National Education Crisis Committee, South African National Students Congress, United Democratic Front, COSATU, die Blanke Bevrijdingsbeweging van Suid-Afrika. The conditions imposed in terms of the security emergency regulations on 374 people on their release are being rescinded, and the regulations which provide for such conditions are being abolished. The period of detention in terms of the security emergency regulations will be limited henceforth to 6 months. Detainees also acquire the right to legal representation and a medical practitioner of their own choosing. These decisions by the Cabinet are in accordance with the government's declared intention to normalize the political process in South Africa without jeopardizing the maintenance of the good order. They were preceded by thorough and unanimous advice by a group of officials which included members of the security community. Implementation will be immediate, and where necessary, notices will appear in the Government Gazette from tomorrow. The most important facets of the advice the government received in this connection are the following. Die gebeure in die Sowjetunie en Oos-Europa, waarna ek reeds verwys het, verswak die vermoë van organisasies wat voorheen sterk ondersteuners uit daardie oog. Die bedrywighede van die organisasies wat nou ontperk word, hou nie meer dieselfde mate van 'n bedreiging in vir die binnelandse veiligheid wat aanvanklik die oplê van 'n verbod op hulle nodig gemaak het nie. Daar was belangrike klemverskuiwings in verklarings en standpunte van die belangrikste van die betrokke organisasies, wat dui op 'n nuwe benadering en 'n voorkeur vir vreedsame oplossings. Die Suid-Afrikaanse polisie is oortuig dat in die huidige omstandighede hulle in staat is om sonder hulp van verbiedinge op organisasies, geweld en ander misdaad, ook deur lede van hierdie organisasies, te bekamp en misdadigers aan die gereg uit te lewer. Oor een saak moet daar geen twyfel bestaan nie. Die opheffing van die verbod op die genoemde organisasies beteken allermins die goedkeuring of kondonering van terreur of geweldsmisdade wat onder hulle vaandels gepleeg is of in die toekoms gepleeg mag word. Eweseer moet dit nie geïnterpreteer word as 'n afwyking van die regering se beginselstandpunte teen onder andere hulle ekonomiese beleid en aspekte van hulle grondwetlike beleid nie. Daarmee sal gehandel word in debat en onderhandeling. Terselfdertyd wil ek beklemtoon dat die handhawing van wet en orde nie in gedrang durf kom nie. Die regering sal sy plig in hierdie verband nie versaak nie. Geweld uit watter oord ook al sal met alle mag bestry word. Vreedsame protes mag nie die afspringplek vir wetteloosheid, geweld en intimidasie word nie. Geen demokratiese land kan dit duld nie. Sterk klem sal ook geplaas word op nog meer effektiewe regs- en wetstoepassing. Behoorlike voorsiening van mannekrag en middele aan die polisie en almal wat by regstoepassing gemoeid is, sal verseker word. Trouwens, die begroting van die volgende finansiële jaar sal reeds gestalte hieraan begin gee. Ek wil alle lede van ons veiligheidsmagte en aanverwante dienste bedank vir hulle toegewyde diens aan die Republiek van Suid-Afrika. Hulle toewyding maak hervorming in 'n stabiele klimaat moontlik. On the state of emergency, I've been advised that an emergency situation which justifies these special measures which have been retained still exists. There is still conflict, which is manifesting itself mainly in Natal, but as a consequence of the countrywide political power struggle. In addition, there are indications that radicals are still trying to disrupt the possibilities of negotiation by means of mass violence. It is my intention to terminate the state of emergency completely as soon as circumstances justify it, and I request the cooperation of everybody towards this end. Those responsible for unrest and conflict have to bear the blame for the continuing state of emergency. In the meantime, the state of emergency, as now amended, is inhibiting only those who use chaos and disorder as political instruments. Otherwise, the rules of the game under the state of emergency are the same for everybody. Against this background, the government is convinced that the decisions I have announced are justified from the security point of view. However, these decisions are justified from a political point of view as well. Our country and all its people have been embroiled in conflict, tension and violent struggle for decades. It is time for us to break out of the cycle of violence and to break through to peace and reconciliation. The silent majority is yearning for this. The youth deserve it. With the steps the government has taken, it has proven its good faith, and the table is laid for sensible leaders to begin talking about a new dispensation, to reach an understanding by way of dialogue and discussion. The agenda is open, and the overall aims to which we are aspiring should be acceptable to all reasonable South Africans. Among other things, those aims include a new democratic constitution, universal franchise, no domination, equality before an independent judiciary, the protection of minorities as well as of individual rights, freedom of religion, a sound economy based on proven economic principles and private enterprise, dynamic programs directed at better education, health services, housing and social conditions for all. In this connection, Mr. Nelson Mandela could play an important part. The government has noted that he has declared himself to be willing to make a constructive contribution to the peaceful political process in South Africa. I wish to put it plainly that the government has taken a firm decision to release Mr. Mandela unconditionally. I am serious about bringing this matter to finality without delay. The government will take a decision soon on the date of his release. Unfortunately, a further short passage of time is unavoidable. Normally, there is a certain passage of time between the decision to release and the actual release of prisoners because of logistical and administrative requirements. In the case of Mr. Mandela, there are factors in the way of his immediate release as of which his personal circumstances and safety are not the least. He has not been an ordinary prisoner for quite some time. Because of that, His case requires particular circumspection. Today's announcements, in particular, go to the heart of what black leaders, also Mr. Mandela, have been advancing over the years as their reason for having resorted to violence. The allegation has been that the government did not wish to talk to them and that they were deprived of their right to normal political activity by the prohibition of their organizations. Without conceding that violence has ever been justified, I wish to say today to those who argued in this manner, the government wishes to talk to all leaders who seek peace. The unconditional lifting of the prohibition of the said organizations places everybody in a position to pursue politics freely. The justification for violence, which was always advanced, therefore no longer exists. These facts place everybody in South Africa before a fait accompli. On the basis of numerous previous statements, there is no longer any reasonable excuse for the continuation of violence. The time for talking has arrived, and whoever still makes excuses does not really wish to talk. Therefore, I repeat my invitation with greater conviction than ever. Walk through the open door. Take your place at the negotiating table together with the government and other leaders who have important power bases inside and outside of Parliament. Henceforth, everybody's political points of view will be tested against their realism, their workability, and their fairness. The time for negotiation has arrived. To those political leaders who have always resisted violence, I say thank you for your principled stance. This includes all the leaders of parliamentary parties, leaders of important organizations and movements such as Chief Minister Buthelezi, all of the other chief ministers and urban community leaders. Through their participation and discussion, they have made an important contribution to this moment in which the process of free political participation is able to be restored. Their places in the negotiating process are assured. Tydens my inhuldigingsrede het ek die volgende gesê. Alle redelike mense in hierdie land, die oorgrote meerderheid, wag angstig op 'n boodskap van hoop. Dit is ons verantwoordelikheid as leiers op alle terreine om daardie boodskap realisties en met moed en oortuiging oor te dra. As ons nie daarin slaag nie, sal die gevolglike chaos en die verbrokkeling van stabiliteit die verbrokkeling van vooruitgang vir ewig voor ons kop gegooi word. Die geskiedenis het 'n geweldige verantwoordelikheid op die skouers van hierdie land se leiers geplaas. Die verantwoordelikheid om ons land van sy huidige koers van konflik en konfrontasie te laat wegdraai. Slegs ons, die leiers van ons mense, kan dit doen. Die oë van verantwoordelike regerings dwars oor die wêreld is op ons gerig. Die hoop van miljoene Suid-Afrikaners is op ons gevestig. Die toekoms van Suider-Afrika hang van ons af. Ons durf nie weifel of misluk nie. Dit is waar ons staan. Diep onder die indruk van ons verantwoordelikheid. Beskeie in die aangesig van die geweldige uitdagings wat ons tegemoet gaan, vasbeslote om met geloof en oortuiging vorentoe te beweeg. I ask of Parliament to assist me on the road ahead. There is much to be done. I call on the international community to re-evaluate its position and to adopt a positive attitude towards the dynamic evolution which is taking place in South Africa. I pray that the Almighty Lord will guide and sustain us on our course through uncharted waters and will bless your labors and deliberations. Meneer die Speaker, lede van die parlement, ek verklaar hier die tweede sessie van die 9de parlement van die Republiek van Suid-Afrika behoorlik geopen. Amen.